This Saturday, the public anger against British Petroleum's failed attempts to stop the oil gushing into the Gulf grew into a global demonstration. Hundreds of people formed lines in the sand and joined hands for 15 minutes at noon on St. Pete Beach. Pamela Hewitt joins the hands across the sand at the Tradewinds Island Resort, dressed as an oil-soaked pelican. She pours chocolate syrup all over herself, even though last time the dried syrup bruised her skin.
Imagine a bird that they won't let us get out as people and rescue, laying there in the sun, sticking together, not able to drink water, not able to move, and dying. And that is what it's happening.
She grew up in North Carolina, and the Gulf has been a lifeline for her family. Again, Hewitt.
My father was a shrimper, crabber, clammer. We oystered, we fished, we gigged for flounders, and then we moved to Florida, and I lived in the Keys, we lobstered.
But Hewitt says more jobs will be lost if the oil spill hits Tampa Bay.
Now up to 200,000 jobs can be lost. That may be a low estimate because our industry and the industry in Florida and moving over to Louisiana, there's a lot of tourism there. So, I mean, look, Pensacola's already turned black. How long before our beach here in St. Pete's going to be black?
So far, the oil spill has not reached the Tampa Bay beaches. But David Downing, deputy director of Pinellas County's tourism agency, visits St. Petersburg Clearwater, says tourism is down because of the bad economy and the oil spill.
There is no damage on our beaches. The damage we have right now is a perception, and it's causing economic damage. So this is why we're trying to get the word out that we are 100% open, the coast is clear, and we hope to stay that way.
He says tourism traffic in Tampa Bay has improved before the oil leak.
The last couple of months just before this, we started to see the needle go in the right direction. There was an increase in tourism over last year. Right now, our greatest concern is the perception problem and end of summer. You know, right now we're looking at some places with projections for the end of summer to be off as much by 25%. Just yesterday, the governor's office contacted us to let us know that we would be receiving another $1.15 million in emergency marketing funds.
The marketing fundings received matches the $1 million Pinellas County's tourism agency is already spending on tourism promotion this summer. An organizer, Phil Compton from the Sierra Club, says while the oil spill hurts local businesses, it also hurts the environment.
Hands across the sand is an idea that came up by not an environmental organizer, but a restaurant owner up in Pensacola, Dave Roschkolb, had the idea of drawing a line in the sand, people standing together, all parties, all persuasions, and saying no to offshore drilling and yes to a clean energy future.
The Hands Across the Sand, organized in February, caused the halt on oil drilling in the near and offshores of Florida. He hopes that this protest will lead to a clean energy bill in the Senate. Again, Phil Compton.
People need to call Senator George Lemieux and tell him to get on board with Senator Bill Nelson and move the clean energy bill, the comprehensive climate and energy legislation, forward in the U.S. Senate. Kathy Castor and the House of Representatives passed it last year. Now it's time for the Senate to move forward.
While communities across Tampa Bay showed their support on Saturday, hundreds of miles away, tarboats continue to wash ashore on Pensacola Beach. This is bad news for 6-year-old Christian Harris, who follows the news about the oil leak and has come up with the numbers on his own.
They said 60,000 barrels a day, and a barrel is 42 gallons. 60,000 times 66 times 42, and that gave me 24,045,000.
That's a lot of oil, huh?
BP's latest attempt to stop the oil spill should be finished by mid-August. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News from St. Pete Beach.